blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The House of Representatives last Friday passed a huge spending bill. It is a liberal spending bonanza. If you give enough money, that should buy votes, right? Well, the bill passed 220 to 213, not one Republican vote. You can argue that the infrastructure bill that Biden signed into law recently was bipartisan, but this entitlement legislation is not. And here is where the money goes. Enhanced child allowances, earned income tax credit money, child care entitlements, universal pre-kindergarten, and a lot more. Proponents of the bill say the spending will be only $2 trillion over 10 years. Well, that's because much of this big spending is only authorized for 1 or 2 or 3 years. Now, they wrote it that way to make it look cheap, but it won't be cheap because once they start giving something away, they can't stop. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, calls it a shell game of budget gimmicks. They tell us that the cost of the bill over 10 years would total about, just $2 trillion. Independent analysis puts the cost at $5 trillion over a decade. And it will cost that much because our government will not shut down the money faucet. The legislation does increase some taxes, but that will not even pay for half the cost. Unfortunately, the bill is not law yet. It passed the House and now goes to the Senate, and without question, the Senate will change it, and some of the spending could be reduced. Keep in mind, the Senate is evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. With change, it must go back to the House for a final vote. And with all of the concerns about inflation, it's possible the bill will never survive. Inflation is at 6.2%, the highest in 30 years. Okay, turn the page and let's focus on something positive. Thanksgiving. In spite of our battles with COVID-19 and political fights, we have a lot to be thankful for. We can be grateful that we live in the United States of America. We know USA is not perfect, but people from all over the world want to come here. This is the land of opportunity, and they know it. And that's why we take so much risk to get across our border, either legally or illegally. Thanksgiving makes us reflect. And my father and my mother and sisters on the farm at our turkey dinners. So let's grip hands and thank God for another Thanksgiving. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.